7 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hunter's about busted a knee this weekend.
Nice.
You busted a move, you busted a knee.
So at the end of the fishing trip, my buddy Ben and I were sliding around on our shoes, and Kiki's like, hey. And I did like one sweet like baseball slide or something.
Yeah, your first one was great.
Yeah, this is awesome. So Kiki's like, do it again. I want to get it on video so we can post it. So, of course, you know, I try to like make it all sweet looking the second time. And, dude, just totally bust my ass. My knee, really.
The sound of your knee hitting the ice. Oh.
I told Brock I should have just laid there because I could have iced my knee. Yeah, it was like the Peter Griffin. Yeah. Kiki's like, yeah, that second one wasn't that good.
No. Wasted the good one.
Why? I don't play baseball. He'd break a leg sliding into first.
Anyway, it's 8:15. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Good Monday morning to you. Today, we got some clouds. Chance for some rain. It doesn't look too bad right now. High of 50. Tonight, low of 28, dropping down. Tomorrow, more rain possible. High of 48. Staying warmer up until the weekend, even all the way to Sunday. We're going to see upper 40s into the 50s.
Did you get that slight spring feeling yesterday?
A little bit.
You walked outside and it was just warm enough to where you're like, I can kind of smell it. I can kind of feel it.
I hope we don't get like this a late like snowfall or anything like that. I hope we're turning the corner into it because I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some camping and some fishing that's not on ice.
Brock's already looking at camping sites.
It's already ready to go, man. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
There's a company called Shreddies that makes, quote, flatulence filtering underwear. You may have heard of these Shreddies before. Mm-hmm. They use a carbon lining to make other products too, like jeans and pajamas, and it absorbs the smell of your gas and keeps it from stinking up a room. I need to get these for you. But what happens if you want to wear some other underwear or pants, but you still want to keep your farts contained?
Dryer sheets.
This is
make
actually
them smell like, my house smells like laundry right
like
now.
Always.
Haven't done laundry in a week.
Dryer sheet farts. they released a product called the Carbanana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of the words carbon and banana. And it's very fitting because the Carbanana looks just like a banana. You slide it into your underwear between your butt cheeks, and then it eats the smell of any gas that you pass.
Man, you got some bad gas, man.
It is covered in washable fabric. You can buy one for $25 plus $7 for shipping at the Shreddies website. That's the product right there, Hunter.
Huh.
That looks just like a banana.
Looks like a turd to me.
Really?
It's a problem.
I think you got to look more at your dietary.
Yeah, maybe cut out the milk
issues. Yeah,
cut out the milk first. See if that works.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good fart. They're fantastic. I woke Kiki up from a nap yesterday with a fart. I did. Mm-hmm. She looked at me like you bastard. But so I appreciate a good fart. But I don't. If you're at this level,
wouldn't dryer sheets work just as well?
I don't know. I don't think the dryer sheets will do enough.
Yeah,
maybe not. I don't know. They work for, you know, high school when we put it inside the toilet.
The paper towel roll. Yes.
Hey, man, you could smoke in the basement. Your parents won't even know.
Don't even know, man.
My
buddy, paper towel rolls full of dryer sheets.
I remember on this school trip once. So
This is great.
So my buddy Ryan, who loved marijuana, I don't know if he still does or not. I know he did a little bit of time in prison, but he of course came on the trip with us. Mm-hmm. And the trip started finally when we got to the hotel, which, by the way, how our teacher made this work with a bunch of unruly, just horrible children. Mm-hmm. Right. So we had our own hotel room, and Ryan thought it'd be a good idea to put his weed in the safe in the room. However, it got locked and we did not have the code for it. So we had to call down to the front desk at this hotel notel, right?
Hey, we left our weed in the safe.
So we called the guy down to the front desk, and this was late at night too. So the night guy, who you could tell did not want to do the job that he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes up there, and then of course me having to take point on this for some reason. I'm like, sorry, we locked some stuff in there. If you could not look in there after you open it. It's just personal stuff. You can tell the guy's like, I don't care. I've seen hookers murdered at this hotel. Just, I don't care. I don't care. He just was so upset to be there. Then we got the safe open. But yeah, then Ryan's brilliant idea was to take the toilet paper roll, stuff it with dryer sheets, and smoke in the room.
Then the janitor comes back.
God.
Or the guy.
But anyway, yeah, dryer sheets will work for that. I don't think they'll work for your farts.
No.
I don't think so.
Let's try
it. If you do,
I'll wear some tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. You actually know, I'm getting you some of these. $32 for my piece of smell is worth it.
I already have like 8 of them in my pant leg from the dryer earlier, so.
Hey, is that a banana in your shorts, or you just got really stinky farts?
I stink.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
The lovely Kiki.
Hello.
What the hell was that? You know, you seem pretty excited. The fact that you're leaving for, 4 days, 5 days?
Yeah, I've got a big day today.
Yeah.
Real busy, and then I'm out.
Are you excited because you're leaving me for 4 days?
Of course.
Are you wearing a mask?
While you're traveling?
I don't think they have any available, honestly.
Yeah, everything's like all sold out. Actually, they are saying, too, those masks don't do a very good job.
Hold your breath for like 2.5 hours when you're on that plane.
Perfect.
You'll be fine. Yeah, if you come back coughing or anything like that, that's it. I'm putting you in quarantine. You're not getting anywhere near me.
For real, though? Like what, 35%? What was it?
It rose. The cases rose 35% in the U.S. over the weekend.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoot. That's not good.
Well, obviously, we haven't, instead of talking about you dying, guys,
I appreciate it.
But you go dying on me now.
I do have a good insurance plan on here, though, so if you do die, I'll be all right. I'll be sad for a couple weeks, but besides that, I'll be pretty well off.
She's got a one-week plan.
What is it, don't die? Obviously, we want to take a moment here to say thank you to everyone who was a part of the Rippin' Lips ice fishing trip.
That's a good time.
I called it and it happened. Kiki caught more fish than you and I.
That's true.
I knew it. It always does. Hunter is my bad luck charm out on the ice.
I got real cocky fishing out there for
you
a
did.
While.
You did.
At one point, I think I was yelling at everyone that I'm better than you. Hey,
you threw a fish directly at my face and said, "That's what you get." And I was like, "What the hell?" That says anything.
We
had an amazing group. We were over there at the channels on Lake of the Woods in Decatur. And just had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. An awesome group of people.
I caught a bass. How many bass did you get?
I caught one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Nice try, dumb bitch.
His was the smallest bass, though.
Mine was the biggest. You did.
Mine was the biggest.
You reeled in a big one. We had a couple tip-ups up there.
Yeah.
And
so Kenny let me, I don't think he was even over there yet. He had gotten over there once. I'd almost got him out. Because he was telling me to slow down because I was too excited. Yeah. I got him. I hooked him. And then I started pulling it in. And then he finally caught up with me and was like, slow down,
I
need him out.
It was a great time. An awesome group we had with us. And again, thanks to everyone who tried to win. I know we had a great pictures on the Big Catch contest from the Southwestern Michigan Tourist Council. So thanks to everyone who did that. This is something that we're going to do again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We had a blast. It was such a fun group. Obviously, everyone loved their tackle boxes from Tackle Haven.
Those are awesome.
So awesome. I was repping my Tackle Haven sweatshirt. I caught a few, so I'll say that brought me good luck.
Yeah.
We would have liked to have brought a lot more people, but there was a point in the fishing trip where at the end where we all get together to take a picture.
Well, now, to be honest, though, we probably should have thought that through a little bit. The ice was thick, but then
it was about 4 or 5 inches thick. It was thick.
It was good ice.
No,
perfect
it was
for fishing.
Like 6-7 inches thick.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
It might have been a little bit thinner near the shore.
Kenny said
it
was 4.
No.
And I'm going to take Kenny's word.
No.
But
we wouldn't be able to be out there
on 4.
Yeah,
you
could.
Oh, you see, you can drive on 4.
There you go.
No, you cannot.
How do you know? Where are you getting this info?
Because I'm the one that coordinated this trip. I know how much ice we were looking for and what was
four,
safe.
4 or 5
with the group.
Is snowmobile at least drivable?
No.
There's 100%.
6-7 is 4 snowmobile. Oh, my gosh, Hunter. You don't know what you're talking about. This is like the first time you're even talking
about
this stuff.
Look it up.
How much ice do you need? It's like to even put equipment on there.
5 to 6 inches for a snowmobile. 4 inches ice fishing and ice skating. 3 inches or less day off. 8 to 12 cars and small trucks, 12 to 15 medium trucks.
Yep. So the Clearwater Meats guys got out there first, and they said that they were 6 inches and we were good to go.
Yeah.
When they drilled down.
Yeah.
But for the group that we had, we were basically a snowmobile, and we had to be between 5 and 6 inches is what we were looking for.
No, I want you to,
don't argue with me.
I want this you two to fight it out a little bit.
This is my trip.
I'm saying
this
like
is my coordination.
5 and 4.
Long story short, children, is we cracked the ice. Yeah,
we cracked it for a picture.
Twice. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
20 people standing in one spot trying to take a picture.
It
what
just
were we thinking?
Dropped down an inch or two. And we're like, oh, God. And then we tried it again. But then we were smart and we got off the ice. Took the photo on land altogether, but it was great. Obviously, a huge thank you to our amazing sponsors that made this all happen. Again, Southwestern Mission Tourist Council, Tackle Haven, Joey C's Pizzeria, and Lumberjacks for making this all possible. Great sponsors, great listeners. It was so much fun. We had beer. We caught some fish. We didn't get skunked.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was perfect. And seriously, when you think about it, we were able to do that. That was pretty much the last day around here that we could have got that done, because Sunday it was 55 degrees. So
ended up perfect. Honestly, yeah, it was an awesome day for sure.
So the very last day, the fishing gods blessed us with enough ice to get out there. So thank you to everyone who was a part of the Rippin' Lips ice fishing trip. So much fun! Can't wait till next year. I mean, I do want some summertime before we worry about ice fishing again. But this one was awesome, and you can see a ton of photos on all of our social media.
We have
stuff on there, so check it out. And see, look for yourself how many inches of ice were on there. Because we're not going to figure it out here. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Maybe I'll buy a banjo now.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Got 10 grand in the pocket.
Yeah, now that
I got 10 grand in my pocket. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is hurting my brain, and maybe your brain can help out.
Everything hurts your brain because you're so stupid.
A man steals a $100 bill from a store register. Then he buys $70 worth of goods at that store using the $100 bill. He gets $30 in change. How much money did the store lose?
Well,
one more time.
$100. No, they'd lose $170.
You would think.
A
man steals $100 from a store register. He then buys $70 worth of goods from that same store with the $100 bill that he stole.
Mm-hmm.
He gets $30 in return.
$200.
You would think. I'm serious. I've been thinking about this the whole entire
time. What's the answer?
I think the answer is 100.
No.
And that's what a lot of the comments are saying is 100. Some one person said 200. Everybody else says
200 is the right answer. Think about it. Okay, so they have the $100 bill,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That guy took it. Now they're already out 100.
Yep.
Now, yeah, he buys $70 worth of stuff.
So they
but
get
it was
70.
With there.
They get 70 back in their hand.
Right.
But that 70 is already it was already there though. So,
oh,
but they get
yeah.
he gets the product on top. He's using their money. So. It's not like they get $70 back from that because he still got the products from the money that he took from
Wouldn't them. Wouldn't it be what the product cost plus the $30?
Yeah, but since we don't know what the product, it's $70 worth of product, though. That's all it is.
Right, right. So $70
yeah.
plus the $30.
But they lent him the $100, though. So they're already out $100. And then he gets stuff with their $100. And
gives
then
the,
they give him $30
hundred.
On top.
But, so, he gives $100 back,
He
though.
Gives the $100 back.
Back. So you really, they're out $30. Plus the product. So $100.
No, I'm going with 200. Big brain time.
I think it's $100. I think it's $100.
What happens to this guy? Does he go to jail? Because I don't like this guy.
I don't like him either. He's a thief.
What's this thief doing now?
I think they're trying to trick you because it's the same $100 bill. But the thing is that they already had $100 in there. They're and then they gave another according to the registry.
Mm-hmm.
According to what would be in the
register?
The register.
So you'd get the 70 back.
So
it's
But
it's,
you don't though because you lost the $70 worth of product.
So I think it's 170.
I think it's 100.
That's the dumbest answer out of all of them.
I don't know.
I know. It was
no,
hurting
wait.
My brain there for a little
I
bit.
It's gotta be your pull.
Right. That's it.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I'm already sick of those commercials.
You damn woodchucks!
All right.
You get out of here. Oh, we should do a brain teaser
Sorry.
Of the day.
Oh, I like
gosh,
that.
This is messing with my head.
I know. I think it's 100. I'm yeah. pretty sure it's 100.
Yeah. 100.
Yeah.
I think it's 100. You think it's 100 now?
No, I think it's 200. I say 200.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that guy.
Kiki's neutral. She's got this look on her face. I know. It's hurting my brain.
We should do a brain teaser.
Of the day?
Of the day. Really work the mind. You got to work the mind muscles.
It's good. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Like, if I give you, if I have five apples, and I give you four apples, but then you give Kiki nine apples, how many apples
are hungry on a tree?
It doesn't make any sense. We always think about like the old math problems in school where it was like, Joe has 100 watermelons. Why does Joe have 100 watermelons?
Yeah, why did he steal them?
Well, yeah, what's he doing?
What's the backstory? Yeah,
I need to know, is he a watermelon farmer? You're not telling me enough.
Are they seedless?
Are they seedless watermelons? Are they full size? Are they the little miniature ones that you can buy? I have too many questions
for this question.
Yeah. Right. This is a ridiculous scenario. Joe doesn't sound trustworthy.
Just find the point.
No, I need to know. Does he come from a long line of watermelon farmers? Or is he a thief? Yeah. I don't know. It's too much for me. I don't want to do this, and that is why I failed math.
So if there are five more seasons of The Mandalorian, how many more stupid memes can we post on Facebook?
No one's going to know. No one's going to know that one. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Your stand-up for today is Joe Matarazzi.
This is why I love stand-up comedy. It's the only time in...
Hey, good morning.
Good push.
8:54, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Studio manners, bro.
Yes, right. Better than you farting all over the place. For God's sake.
They got dryer sheets, man. We're good.
No, yeah, the carbanana. Carbanana. Banana is a hard word.
Carbanana.
I do that song. I like banana.
So stupid.
You know what song I'm talking about from Kobe Kalebo or whatever her name is?
Mm-hmm.
Havana?
Yeah.
I like banana.
My wife likes frozen bananas.
I don't know, really know why. Bananas. They're always in the freezer.
What the hell is going on?
She locks the door, bananas. I don't see her for hours, bananas.
You think that's a blender, don't you? Yeah. You think she's making smoothies with the bananas in her bedroom. That on switch is not the blender, Hunter.
No. That fruit ninja is dusty. It hasn't moved. It hasn't moved from the back of the cupboard in years. You ain't making no smoothie. Get out of here.
Nope.
Right. Well, she's stirring something, that's for sure.
Oh, man. I wonder if she's always cold.
Yeah.
Get that. I can't even say it.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Boy.
I forgot to mention last time we were over at your place, too. I was gonna rip on it a little bit.
You must have not went into the freezer because it would have reminded you.
It's a banana.
Right.
Anybody gonna eat this? No, don't eat that.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, next time you go grocery shopping with her, go buy the bananas and see which one she picks out. Like, is she picking out, like, the smaller little Chiquita bananas, or is she, like, getting the ones like, nah, this one's not big enough?
No, we get to the store, she beelines it for the bananas.
I'll see you in 3 hours. Right. Jesus.
You got the big ones?
Jesus.
And I only need one.
Yeah. All right.
You only want one banana?
Yeah, it's weird.
Just one.
Weird. Yeah, you never see all the bananas in the fridge. Just one banana.
No. You know, you guys ruining bananas for me.
Somehow replaces itself.
every time I eat a banana, because I love bananas. It's great for the diabetes. Not even diabetic. Now every time I eat a banana at the house, I got to smell it first, dude. It sucks. You guys are ruining bananas for me.
Her potassium levels are through the roof.
Right. Even Donkey Kong's in the corner like,
honestly, too many bananas.
Is there such thing? Too many bananas?
Okay, question. Does she name the bananas?
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, but Pedro?
Charlie the banana. Charlie, huh? She's spitting up her coffee. Yes.
I saved it.
All right. Oh, we should probably get to dumb vocabulary. As much as we want to talk about your wife's banana fetish.
She loves banana runts for some reason.
It's her favorite. She just sucks on them forever, though. She doesn't chew them.
I hope she's listening.
Oh, man.
All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary. Woo!
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary. You can't
stop. I'm sorry. Can we have Amanda come to the Plan B Morning Show badass brunch and just walk around with a banana?
You're going to finish that banana?
She's just pulling bananas out of her purse the whole show.
She's like real skittish about it, too.
Don't touch my banana.
We'll put her on the judges panel, and she'll just eat a banana the entire time.
Making eye contact with everyone.
She yes. said that to you. She's like, is that a banana in your pocket? I'm like, no. She's like, seriously, though, is it? I
really want one. If it's not, I'm going to walk away. All right. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, ATV, boat insurance. You know, it's spring is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that boat out. Make sure it's insured. Mm-hmm. Make sure all your stuff is insured. If you're a contractor, if you own rentals, if you have questions, call Chris. He's going to get you taken care of.
Chris.
Frozen banana insurance.
Yeah, there you go.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do...
Oh, gosh.
All right, so while he looks at that, Kiki, what do you keep frozen in your freezer?
I have blueberries.
Blueberries. Huh? Frozen blueberries.
Frozen blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Street taco.
Street taco.
I think he did
That's
this
a
one.
Girl that you find on the.
Have
side
I done this
of,
one?
On the sidewalk. I don't remember.
We're rolling it.
Street taco. I haven't done it in a while.
Prostitute.
I think it's a girl you find on the street.
Very astute of you too. That's right. It's a hooker going out looking for a street taco.
Yeah.
So I was very confused when I went to that taco truck the other day. It's like, wait a minute. There's nothing in here.
There are two menus.
Yeah, two menus.
Two different types of street tacos.
You're absolutely it's a prostitute.
Oh yeah.
So you go out there, you're looking for a street taco. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the girl version, some street meat.
Yeah, there you go.
Street meat. Street there you meat. Go.
Street
yeah,
meat.
There you go.
If you find a or a street banana.
Yeah, there you go. It's just a little different than a street taco.
I got sick off of some street meat one time.
You did. Violently in Costa Rica.
Jeez, what was his name?
Yeah. Chet, surprisingly. It was weird. Don't
he's
seem
from
right.
He's from California, actually.
Don't drink the water and don't sleep with Pedro.
That's right. Watch out for that street meat out there. Right. That's your dumb vocabulary.